It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
And hello, KFAR listeners and Fairbanks at large. This is Bill Wright, your host for Explore Fairbanks today. And by the way, we are introduced as the crew, and we are totally a crew today. I am happy to have my crew from the Tourism and Meeting Sales Department with us today. So if you've always wondered what goes on behind the scenes at Explore Fairbanks, you're not only going to find out about that, you're also going to be introduced to my wonderful colleagues that make my job so much easier, but make it a lot of fun too. Joining me today in the studio are Mr. Ed Mallon, also Tyler Childs, and Alyssa Westman. These are my team, the backbone of our department, and we're going to talk today about travel trade and how we go about marketing and selling Fairbanks, not only here locally, but all the way out into the big wide world. So I just want to get right into it here because we have a lot to talk about. We do a lot, and so this may be more than one episode, but we're going to keep it as relatively brief within the half hour time that we're given here. Let's start with introducing each of you and maybe telling us your story. We like to open up each of these radio programs with a little introduction to the person that's our guest. So Ed, we're going to start with you. Ed, you're the local boy, right? You're born and raised, that whole sure. thing. Yeah, good.
Absolutely. Awesome. So again, born and raised here in Fairbanks. I started actually in the tourism industry, bussing tables at a local restaurant. I got into college, didn't know really what I wanted to do, and was inspired by the direct charter flights from Japan Airlines. So I actually, pivoted halfway through, learned Japanese actually, and got into the Japanese travel agent, tour agency. And shortly thereafter, I got recruited by Explore Fairbanks, then the Fairbanks Convention and Visitors Bureau, and 12 years later, here I am.
That's nice. And the funny thing is, you can't see this, listeners, but Ed doesn't look even the slightest bit like he's from that part of the world, the Asian part of the world, but he speaks very fluent Japanese, and maybe we'll have you say a few things here in a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. The look on their faces makes all those years studying worth it all yeah, the way.
That's right. I love it. And how about you, Tyler? You're kind of like the next in line as far as seniority here is being with Explore Fairbanks. How did you arrive and get to the position you're in today?
So a couple funny stories with this one. Way back when, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, my wife's mother and I got sick on some stomach bug, and we binge watched a lot of Alaska shows, and all things came to it. She said, "You're going to live there with my wife one of these days, and or with my daughter one of these days." And it come to find out, a couple years later, we saw it at a trade show. Didn't know we saw it at a trade show there in Chicago where we lived at the time. And a year after that, we were coming up to do some state parks volunteer work.
Nice.
And all after that, moved to Fairbanks and now work with Explore Fairbanks. So it's been a great little trajectory from lower 48 to up here in Alaska.
And you and your wife now call it home.
We do. Yeah. We got a house pre-COVID. We're here to stay for a while. Enjoy the atmosphere in the city of Fairbanks. It's our home now. So
that's lovely. And Alyssa, our newest member of the team, but no rookie to Fairbanks. You've spent a little bit of time in the visitor industry here too. Tell us your story of how you got to Explore Fairbanks.
Yeah, that's true. I came up here in 2018 and I worked for a smaller tourism company, and I got to explore the state and just go on a ton of adventures, going up north into the Arctic and down south into Denali, and I just fell in love with everything about Alaska. So when I had the opportunity to come back to work for Explore Fairbanks, I just jumped on it and interviewed and came right up here.
Yes, and you and your partner are in an RV for part of the year, right?
That's true. That is true.
Gives you a really interesting perspective because we get people asking about that all the time. Can I take my RV there? Or what's it like to be in an RV? And so you have that firsthand experience.
Absolutely, and I love talking about it. I love telling people about the drives and what you can experience RVing up to Alaska.
That's nice. That's great. Really a great, as you can tell, folks, this is a really great team that we have here, very diverse, and they're just full of information that we are often tasked with out there in the field. But let's get down to the nitty gritty here a little bit here. And I can maybe pick one of you to answer this question, but we have certain strategies that we employ to attract and secure not only independent travelers, but also group tours and travel trade, like tour operators, travel advisors, and so on, both domestically and internationally. But Tyler, I'll start with you. Give us some of the strategies that you have personally been involved with and employing to attract those different categories into Fairbanks.
Yeah, over the past couple of years, pre-COVID and post-COVID, I had a couple of breaks in my career here at Explore Fairbanks. We go out to travel and adventure shows, consumer shows, trade shows. We do sales missions to different countries. Last year, we went to South America. I participated in a Brand USA sales mission in South America because we were seeing more and more customers or more and more visitors coming up from the South American continent, mostly Argentina, Colombia, Brazil, those kinds of places. And so they opened up a new sales mission last year. We attended it. It was a big hit. We've got a couple of great contacts for bigger tourism agencies down in South America now that we can rely upon to send us clients, visitors, that kind of stuff. They have all kinds of contacts, travel agents, tour operators that work up in the United States as well. Usually they're trying to go for like Disney, that kind of stuff. But in the last couple of years, the Aurora has really popped with the South Americans. And that's a little bit of what we do. I do one-on-one meetings. We do big presentations, PowerPoints, that kind of stuff, just to get the word out on Fairbanks and what we do up here in Alaska.
So it sounds like a little bit of training mm-hmm. as well as business meetings, making direct contact with those travel trade professionals.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. And then, Ed, you have had the sweet pleasure of for many years developing that Japanese market, first with some of our partners where you worked for them, and then you came on board and you've been able to really hone your Japanese, not only your speaking skills, but your cultural experience with them, and so on. Just give like a brief timeline of how that market was first exposed and identified, and to where it matured. It's a little bit behind right now because of COVID, but where it matured to, and what strategies we employed during those years.
Well, by the time that I came on with Fairbanks Convention Visitors Bureau, now Explore Fairbanks, we had already been in full swing with the direct charter flights from Tokyo, Nagoya, Osaka, direct flights to Fairbanks. It's actually only a 6.5 to 7 hour flight over here. So that being established, my main focus was to establish new interest in it and to maintain what we already had. And it was all based on what the travel agents and tour operators were looking to sell to their guests and their clients in the greater Japan area. So by going into, as Tyler mentioned, we do the sales missions, we go over and we make those contacts with tour operators and travel agents, and it's really getting to communicate with them. I really love photography and taking over the photographs that I take just walking around town out in North Pole where I'm actually from. It basically gives them an idea of what there is to see and do up here in Fairbanks, and even going beyond the charter flight, we were always looking to increase just general connectivity from Asia and, Asia proper mm-hmm. to get them here in the interior and Alaska as a whole.
And those definitely worked over the years, for sure. And, unfortunately, the entire Asian market was the hardest hit and is the slowest to come back as far as international markets go.
100%.
Post-pandemic. Thank you for that, Ed. This is good for the listeners to hear about the experience. It's not just years and time on the job. This is like real experience that you guys really bring to the table, and that's much appreciated. Alyssa, as a newer member of the team, team. I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot here because I'm curious to know, now you've probably already experienced out in the field, in trade shows and so on, that there's competition out there. You know, a lot of people think, oh, well, why should we even market Fairbanks in Alaska? People are just going to come to Alaska because they know about us. Or like in Tyler's case with his family, he saw Alaska, you know, TV shows and like, well, isn't that enough? Why should we spend more money on marketing and so on? But it's a competitive landscape out there. What things have you noticed about that competitive landscape, and how have you like strategized to compete and to differentiate Fairbanks from other destinations that you see out there at those competitive trade shows?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because there is a lot of competition out there, and that what makes what we do so important in a lot of ways. Fairbanks is a year-round destination, and it's a lot different from, you know, what people are used to traveling to. I think people wanting to get outside of the usual travel, cruise, Disney, things like that, looking for a more adventurous local experience makes Fairbanks a really unique opportunity for travelers. You know, 24 hours of daylight in the summer and then switching to the Aurora season in the winter, it's just a very dynamic landscape. If you want adventure, if you want local, if you want art, it's just a great place to visit.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's an excellent way that we do differentiate, is that even our local, you know, Alaska destinations are envious for the fact that we have been able to market a year-round destination like Fairbanks. And I think our partners appreciate that, too. And I'm hopeful that our listeners at large also appreciate the economic impact that that has. It's we just recently passed a threshold, I believe for the first time, where we have actually equalized, where we have just as many summer or, you know, midnight sun and so on, the traditional summer cruise season visitors from like May to September. And now from October to April, we've actually equalized. We have the same amount of traffic and occupancy and air travel and so on. So we finally did it. You know, it's truly a year-round destination, and we do that so very well. Let's see. On to the next question here. We work and identify with specific, you know, areas of the world, different types of travel trade partners, and like I mentioned before, tour operators, travel advisors, even some independent travelers at our consumer shows and so on. But can we talk a little bit about, and maybe Ed, you could chime in on this since of your long years of experience, and as we mentioned with the Asian market, how do we go about identifying the market that we believe are, you know, what we sometimes call emerging or you know, primary and developed markets?
Are you speaking more to like international or domestic or both?
All
or?
Of the above, because, you know, we have some specific pockets of the U.S. even that we focus on.
Absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
for obvious reasons. But how do we go about determining those?
Well, a lot of it is based on interest and inquiries that we get through either the website or direct inquiries that we meet at international shows such as Go West Summit and IPW that happen every year. And we've always had a very good attendance, either by ourselves or with our industry partners as well. So basically, in the domestic sense, we have some limited connectivity in the summertime where we have direct flights from various regions of the lower 48. So focusing our marketing efforts in places that have an easier time connecting to Fairbanks as a long-haul destination.
Right.
And that doubles down for the international market as well, because some places it does take a very good chunk of time to get to where we are and just, you know, getting here can be sometimes a chore. So we look at places that have very good connectivity, air-wise, really good airlift. And also, as we get those inquiries, people tend to ask us really good questions about what there is to see and do. And that kind of interest gives us kind of a signal saying that we might be able to entice people from this market to come and really, truly experience what it is Fairbanks has to offer for them.
That's brilliant. And some of those markets, in case our listeners aren't familiar with, we recently were able to add Denver back as a nonstop mm-hmm. yep. for the summer season on United. We still have Chicago going, those nonstops, and then Minneapolis with Delta, and of course, always Seattle and Alaska Airlines and Delta do Seattle year-round multiple times per day. So what we really want our local listeners to know is use those flights. A lot of what motivates the – I'm speaking now with my airline service hat on, but one of those things that motivates the airlines to add routes to Fairbanks, even nonstop or multi-segmented, is that they see the cruise traffic. And we, of course, are out there in the wild selling those one-way cross-Gulf cruises, but that's the deal. They're one-way. So if you're going to start in Fairbanks, then you would cruise home to some extent. And then if you were to end in Fairbanks, same thing. You don't have the plane filled on the way up. So we want our locals to use those flights when you can and to get those nonstop destinations. You want to go to the middle of the country to visit your family? Then a great way to do that is right to Denver.
And sometimes those rates are really, really good, especially closer to the date. If you just want to take a all of a sudden you just have the fancy to go out and explore an adventure. Sometimes if you wait, you know, it's always good to plan, of course. I'm not saying not, but every once in a while, some of those flights will have some pretty good rates to get out of Fairbanks and, you know, just hop on one of those direct flights back up, and it's really simple and sometimes very cost effective.
That's a good point. You can get there faster than you can drive, say, to Anchorage. You could get to one of our major American cities where you could have a lot of fun, you know, with a night on the town and so on. And then, of course, there are other places around the state where you can connect to. Anchorage has lots and lots of other nonstop flights, which we always want to point out as well. We're on a bit of a mid-break right now, so when we come back, we're going to talk a bit more about travel trade, kind of like here's a little bit of teaser. We're going to talk about the industry trends, maybe some of the different competitor activities that are going on out there, ways that we stay ahead of our game, and even also one of these rare known parts of our job, which is training. And we have some great things up our sleeve to share with you on that front as well. And you are listening to Explore Fairbanks. I'm here, Bill Wright, as our your host, and we've got our team tourism here in the room with us, Ed, Tyler, and Alyssa, and we'll be right back in a few moments to talk even more.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
With northern lights in the sky and plenty to do on the ground, winter in Fairbanks offers something for everyone. Let Explore Fairbanks help you discover all there is to see and do this winter in Fairbanks. Visit explorefairbanks.com to browse the events, calendar, find businesses to visit, or check out the Fairbanks Winter Guide. You can also visit us 7 days a week inside the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. From dog mushing to ice sculptures and skiing to theater, get out. Explore Fairbanks this winter.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
Yes, we are back, and I'm your host, Bill Wright, here from Explore Fairbanks. We're talking with our team, Tourism. We've got Ed Mallon, Tyler Childs, and Alyssa Westman here from my department at Explore Fairbanks, and we are talking all things travel trade and our role in bringing business to Fairbanks. And I hope that the listeners are enjoying this information. And of course, if you do always want more information, you can reach out to any of us, and particularly if you want to talk to me, you certainly can. My email is bwright, at explorefairbanks.com. You can also find us on the web, explorefairbanks.com, and you can learn as much as you want about travel trade. I'm always happy to share and be as transparent as we can be about how your local bed tax dollars are put to use. That's kind of why we do this show. And speaking of the show, getting back into it here, we have, you know, it's always changing. I don't think anyone expected the pandemic pandemic to happen. It did. Ever since then, we've always had to, like, you know, the overused term is pivot. So, but we've been pivoting forever. You know, when you see a trend, you figure out, you know, how do you stay ahead of it? You try to stay ahead of competitor activities that are out there because, as we mentioned before, we're not alone. There's a lot of destinations trying to get those traveler dollars into their locales. Also, there's changes in the way people travel. That's been happening a whole lot over the last, really short term, but even over the last 10 or 20 years, as we've mentioned, Fairbanks itself has become more of a year-round destination. So, Alyssa, you, as being a member of the team who is, like, getting out there more often, you've had a chance to do some not only on the groundwork here, getting to know more of what our partners have to offer, our suppliers, but you've also gone out into domestic trade shows where you're seeing some of these competitors and these different industry trends. What have you been able to notice and in ways that we've innovated or even you yourself have innovated to stay ahead of those changes and trends that are out there?
Yeah, I just noticed.
Oops, sorry, that's mine. I'm going to give you some. Mike there. Go, try again.
Yeah, just because everything has become more accessible, it makes what we do here important, being able to talk about Fairbanks, talk about what we have to offer, and all the exciting things that are new and, you know, older that Fairbanks has. So because everything's more accessible, it just makes what we do very important.
Yeah. It is just about anybody can Google something and all of a sudden they think they're an expert. But we all know how Google and even AI works, that you don't always get the answers they're not always appropriate and accurate. You know, it might tell you a business is closed, or it might tell you this particular tour is available. You know, maybe it's an Aurora tour and they're saying it's available in July, those kinds of things. So yes, our job out there is to be very, very much in the forefront. Other ways that we've innovated, Tyler, I know that you're we kind of put the hat on you to be our tech guy.
Mistake.
Well, one of the things that we've done recently is we're seeing a trend where printed materials are not quite as popular. In some places, they still are, like business cards, you know, visitor guides, and so on. But what ways have we innovated to pivot in this new world?
So yeah, we're doing a lot of more technologically savvy things. I am in the process of trying to redesign some of our landing pages for the tourism or the travel trade section for Explore Fairbanks, where it's able for a travel agent to come or a tour operator to come, see who we are, get information about what we do in the travel trade section, and even access our trainings and schedules and that kind of stuff. And all that is easily accessible on a little QR code now, instead of passing around business cards or pamphlets or visitor guides. It's easy to do that at travel trade shows, just to have a business card with a cute little QR code now.
Yeah, so, there's some certain frequently asked questions when you're having those business meetings.
And with those business meetings, with that, a lot of the questions are what's there to do in Fairbanks, different hotels, different places to stay. That landing page is able to answer those questions along with our website. And then with me being there, it's just more the personal touch with the trade shows and the consumer shows. And when any of us are at these shows, it's the personal touch that helps sell the city mostly.
Right. And we're not always seeing somebody for the first time. A lot of times we're having meetings with people that we've met with before, so it's a chance to get them caught up on what's new, and so we always stay up to date on that. But then we also make sure that our training is updated, and so that is a good segue into you, Ed, who've kind of become our de facto boots on the ground training guy, and you do an excellent job of it. And I'm not just speaking for myself, but from the feedback feedback we've heard from different travel trade professionals. They love to tune in to Ed's training seminars. So tell us a little bit more detail about how we go about doing that.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, it was funny. I sent you an email earlier. The guy woke up at 5 in the morning in Australia to make sure that he made the training that we did just yesterday. But this is basically, we've had this since the COVID era, back when we weren't traveling around and weren't able to get the information out personally. We started to utilize an online platform so that we can create online training so people could learn about the destination even though they weren't physically able to come and visit us. And I left the organization for a little bit and then came back with a vengeance with the goal in mind to bring that to the next level. So we now have four online training programs that we do twice a month for 8 months a year. And I also added a bunch of quizzes at the end of those trainings, and the travel agents and tour operators that participate in the trainings and they jump through all of my hoops and ladders and chutes and all that and do all the quizzes have a chance to come up and join us on what we know as a familiarization or fam tour. And, you know, in the sales world, you have the term put it in their hand. You put it in their hand, and it gives them that firsthand ability to see what we have to offer here in the interior.
Now they have the background on the destination. They've been here themselves, and they can go back and sell it to their customers.
Absolutely, yeah. And I highly encourage them to reach out to their travel trade partners as well. If you are interested in Alaska, hey, there's this online training that gives you some of the 411 on what's going on in Fairbanks.
Right. And some of our listeners may be thinking, well, who uses a travel agent these days? Why would anybody use a travel agent? But the truth is that while Fairbanksans and even Alaskans as a whole are pretty savvy when it comes to traveling around because we got to visit friends and family all over, we go on business trips and so on, we're pretty good about navigating our own travel needs. But there's a lot of folks out there that just have that trust in the travel advisors and travel agents. And then even they like to go on tours. They like those package tours. And so that there is still that that segment of the industry out there that's what we're there to serve. And I think it makes a big impact for sure. Alyssa, I'm going to move on to one of our final questions here because we are getting a little long in the half hour. But Alyssa, you, since you're kind of like me, you and I are the second two most recent additions to this team. Our CEO, Scott McCray, was once in my position and he moved into the CEO position. But Tyler and Ed worked both for me and for Scott, but you're new to the team, as am I. And one of the things I noticed about this industry, and it's really this segment of the industry too, not just the visitor industry itself, but it's the way in which we work so well with our partners that are out there, other destinations, other industry suppliers and partners and so on. That struck me as being very, very special. And I don't know about you, but I would love to hear your take on that and what you've noticed about that phenomenon, this kind of co-opetition that we have in the industry and in tourism and specifically.
Yeah, I really agree with it. It's been cool to meet partners all throughout the state. And I think when travelers do come to Alaska, they're interested in going to multiple places in the state of Alaska. So having that co-opetition, as you like to call it, is really helpful and kind of like needed in this business in Alaska.
Right, because they're coming, like Ed was saying earlier, they come a long way to get here, especially if it is a long-haul international traveler, that, you know, you don't want them to just have this tiny little sample. You certainly don't want them to stay for 1 or 2 days. You want them to take their time, really explore the state, and our partners work together to do that. And in particular, Tyler, what are some of the ways that we do that? Can you give us some specific examples, even maybe recent ones that you've worked with?
So we do some cross familiarization tours with different other DMOs organizations in Alaska. Visit Anchorage is one of them, as well as ATIA, which is Alaska Travel
Industry Association.
Thank you. and Juneau, our friends in Juneau, all over the place. And what that happens is they stay a couple of days, do a fam tour in whatever destination, and then they come up to Fairbanks, and then maybe they end in Juneau or Valdez. And it's a great just combination of everything Alaska, not just the southeast, not just the interior, not just the coast. So being able to do that, it just sells Alaska better that way. Yeah. It's just the best way to sell Alaska altogether.
It's not all a big love fest out there, but it certainly is a way to kind of fill in the gaps where the state of Alaska doesn't quite provide the resources to do it as a whole, and we can all connect those parts and make it work really well. Well, as I predicted, guys, we are just like flat out of time. There's so much more to talk about, and I hope that this has whet your appetite to learn more about what Explore Fairbanks does, and then specifically what our tourism department does. It's such a fun job. I love working with you guys, and I'm going on record here to say that I think we're going to go at it for a long time. We'll just keep it going, and thanks for joining us, Alyssa, Ed, and Tyler. We are done with the show, and we'll see you next time.
You have been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.